And something that I've noticed, and we've been talking a bit about in the office recently, is there's a lot of these sort of rather strange, wispy, little white threads, and they're sort of floating down out of the sky. Now, with all the electoral conversation about parachuting candidates in, I wondered whether somebody was parachuting something very small in. Well, to try and get to the bottom of this, I'm joined this morning by Dr. Lizzie Lowe, who's a senior extension scientist at CSER Australia, and she knows her way around the sorts of people who might be parachuting out of the sky. Dr. Lowe, good morning.
Good morning, Sally. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, thank you for joining me to spread some light on this mystery. Who is it that's parachuting out of the sky like this?
Well, these are spiders, but don't be too alarmed. It's very normal behaviour. Spiders have this method of moving around called ballooning. You might have heard of it. They let out a very, very long line of silk, and the breeze actually catches this up and it blows them around. So it's their way of moving long distances in a very short amount of time. And they do this at the beginning of their life to try and find a new place to live. But they will also do it after events such as flooding. So I reckon that might be what you guys are seeing in your area. If there's a lot of water in the ground, a lot of the spiders that would usually be just living around on the ground, you wouldn't even know they were there. They're actually going to have to move their houses if there's too much water around. So they've sent out their long line of silk and they're going off to find a new home.
That's fascinating. So it's sort of like windsurfing in a way, isn't it?
Exactly. And it's like there's been some research done that shows that they actually use some electrostatic motion in the air as well, so they're actually kind of moving by electricity, which is super cool.
So are there many different varieties of spider who do this, or is it typically it's one variety we're talking about?
Yeah, that's a great question. There's lots and lots of different types of spiders that will do this. So the really fascinating thing is that you wouldn't usually notice that there's many spiders around. You know, when you're walking around, you don't see many. It's only in events like this where you actually start getting that visual indicator of what's there, so there's lots of silk around, that you realise just how many are around. And it's a really good sign. It's really important that we've got lots of these spiders in our systems because they're very, very good at controlling pests. So don't think that it's a sign to get out the pest spray. It's actually really good you've got that many spiders around.
No, exactly.
It means that those spiders are out there controlling pests without you even have to think about it.
So any indication of how far they might be able to travel using this ballooning method?
Yeah, well, I mean, there have been Australian spiders that have ended up in New Zealand. So that gives you a pretty good indication of just how far they can move if they get into the right slipstream.
Wow, beached as, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's also quite a bit of spider activity going on inside people's houses.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's a consequence of the wet weather. So these spiders kind of like a nice dry place to catch their food. They will come inside if it's really, really wet outside, but generally they're much happier outside. That's where most of their food will be. So if you really don't like them inside your house, make sure that you've got kind of the gaps under your doors sealed and things like that. But generally, you know, the cup and piece of paper method to kind of slip them underneath and pop them outside is a good way to go about it.
I'm happy to live with them provided they're not building webs everywhere. Otherwise your house ends up looking like Havisham Hall, doesn't it?
That's just it. And I mean, most of these spiders, you can just wipe the web away without damaging them at all. They'll get the picture pretty soon and they'll actually go and build their web somewhere else.
I was really excited recently to discover a bush spider had built the most enormous spider web out the front of my house. And I left him there. He was there for a very long time. But then the web, of course, started attracting a bit of dirt and was starting to look a bit low rent. And I thought my landlord might get upset. But then I brushed away that web and he's relocated further up the house where it's not as obvious. So that's, you know, two of us working in conjunction.
Yeah, exactly. And I will tell you it was probably a she. I hope that hasn't disillusioned you too much. But a she was probably doing a really good job of protecting you from pests around your home too.
Well, the good thing is that she's still protecting me from the pests, but she's doing it sort of up out of reach.
Out of your reach.
Yeah. And also, so it's not, you know, I don't want to sound a bit anal, but it does look a bit messy, doesn't it, when you've got older webs around. Yeah. But they're beautiful looking spiders, those bush spiders, aren't they?
Yeah, and if you ever get a chance to actually watch one weave its web, it's quite fascinating. So they don't actually have amazing eyesight, but they feel out everything with their legs. And if you ever look at a spider web, the spacing is absolutely perfect. So they've got it inside their tiny little brains to work out exactly where they need to put each rung of that wheel. It's quite fascinating.
I'd love to spend, well, I'd love to have time to spend more time watching them because I love watching the way they feel for the tremor along the web when something gets stuck in it.
Exactly. And they'll actually change the shape of their web depending on what kind of prey is around too. So if there's lots of big prey, they don't have to put too much effort into kind of being tiny little spirals. But if there's not much big stuff around and they need to actually focus on catching smaller things like mosquitoes and midges, they'll tighten up their web and have a higher concentration of web in that area to catch smaller prey.
They're smart creatures, aren't they?
They really are. People don't quite realise just how smart these guys are.
And not only that, but of course, spiders aren't always, you know, there's something that if they bite you or if they accidentally, you know, invade your space that they can hurt you. I understand the majority of them are, you know, are quite benign to live alongside.
Yeah, absolutely. The vast, vast majority of spiders won't do you any harm at all, especially those ones that are building those webs you're looking around. None of those will do you any harm. The only spiders we really have to watch out for are redbacks that'll be around the house. And to be honest, redbacks in my house get squished. I've got little kids and I don't want them touching them.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the way I deal with them. And some types of ground-dwelling spiders, like funnel webs and trapdoors, they can give a nasty bite. And they're the ones that are, we would say, medically significant. And if you get bitten by one of those, then you definitely want to go to hospital. But aside from that, aside from really big, black, chunky spiders that are living in the ground, nothing else really is going to do you any damage.
And not only that, but they're cleaning up, if they've got a web, they're cleaning up those flies and bugs around the house. Thank you so much for talking to me this morning. That is some, you have reinforced some of the stuff I'd already been told, but also, yeah, maybe I shouldn't be knocking down my spider webs. Dr. Lizzie Lowe is a senior extension scientist and a bit of a spider buff.